What does a relative of Martin Luther King have to say about today's civil rights movement? Find out next on Gospel of Life. Hello, friends. I'm Father Frank Pavone, director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome to our program. We welcome Janet Morana, our associate director. And Janet, today we have a treat because our good friend and pastoral associate, Dr. Alveda King, is going to share with us her reflections about life and civil rights. And of course, she has a special relationship with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
That's right. She's the niece of Martin, and her daddy is A.D. King. Martin's brother, and we first met Alveda a number of years ago where we brought her back to Birmingham. She hadn't been there in many, many years since she was a young girl, and we literally took her to her birth home, and we walked through that civil rights experience of her childhood that she remembered through those years.
It was the home that was bombed.
It was the home that was bombed, yeah.
It was a great healing experience. I remember she went off on her own for a while we were there, and she came back from that really strengthened and renewed to fight the civil rights movement of today, the pro-life movement.
That's right. And that's what she says, you know, is that the civil rights movement and the abortion, you know, fighting abortion are really parallel. It's the same thing. You know, she reflects often how the baby in the mother's womb is like a slave, mm-hmm. you know. And recently, of course, we had a conversation with her. And let's take a look at that conversation we had with Alveda right now.
So people ask me all the time, as the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., well, why don't you see about the welfare mothers, or why don't you do something about poverty, or why don't you address the war? What about the environment? And certainly in my own life and in everything that I do, all of those issues are very important. However, when a young lady is pregnant and she's faced with a decision as to whether I can keep this child or not, it may not be convenient. I may not be able to raise a child. I may not have enough money. The social system has failed me. I've been raped. All of those social problems come into play. And when I'm able to join with Priests for Life and others who are fighting on the battlefield for life to reach out and help these young women, either by educating them as to the dangers of abortion, by having people address the legal issues as to why abortion is legally unsound and morally wrong, then I'm helping the poor. I'm helping the downtrodden. I'm helping the oppressed. So I feel that the life issue encompasses everything. That the first human right is life, the very first human right. As a niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who said injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. It is very unjust to take away the dignity of a person by denying him or her personhood. It's an unjust act to destroy that life. Dr. King also said the Negro cannot win if he's willing to sacrifice the futures of his children for immediate personal comfort and safety. And so back again to all of the social issues, personal comfort and safety, poverty, crime, sickness, disease, that affects our personal comfort and safety. But if we are willing to sacrifice the futures of our children for immediate personal comfort and safety, then society's not going to work anyway. So it all comes back to life, no matter which way you look. If you look at science, science says that a baby is a person at conception, 23 chromosomes from dad, 23 from mom. So science says that a newly conceived baby is life. The Bible, God said, choose life. Morality, life is right. Justice, all of it goes right back to life. So we just have to work for life. In the civil rights movement, we struggled for the rights of personhood and dignity for people based on skin color. And certainly people were being oppressed. If you go even back to the famous Dred Scott decision, then you know that Dred Scott, it was ruled that people of Dred Scott's origins, his ethnicity, black people were not, in America, were not human beings. And so that came all the way on up to the civil rights movement led by my uncle, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and people were being oppressed because of skin color. That's wrong. A person is a person no matter what color they are. So it matches exactly with the pro-life movement of today that says a person is a person no matter how small. And so the two movements really go together, dealing with the human rights and dignity of all people based upon the Bible and the truth for life. And so those two movements really belong together. They're both civil rights movements, or really part of the same movement, just happened a little later than the other one. When we compare the two movements, the civil rights movement led by my uncle, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and the civil rights movement today for life, then we have to consider that a baby in the womb of his or her mother, at conception, 46 chromosomes, that baby's like a slave in the womb of his or her mother. And that mother decides whether you live or die. Roe versus Wade tries to tell us the baby's property, not a person. And so you say to a slave, you're not a person, you're property, no personhood. You say to the same thing to the baby. And so, therefore, that baby is very vulnerable, just like a slave in the womb of his or her mother. Planned Parenthood is one of the most racist organizations that ever existed. I'm very accustomed to saying now, and I stand behind it, Planned Parenthood gets government tax money, like $300+ million. Planned Parenthood is on record for saying and admitting that they will take funds to specifically target and kill African American babies. So that's black genocide. On purpose, we'll take money to kill your baby. The Ku Klux Klan was very famous, or is, for genocide, trying to eradicate an ethnic group. So the two organizations are very similar. They're both very racist. And so organizations like that must be stopped. Planned Parenthood should be exposed, should be defunded. People should know about Planned Parenthood. My uncle, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I believe he was actually the first recipient of the Maggie Award. That's an award by Planned Parenthood to commend community leaders for their fine leadership and trying to help their people in their community. Planned Parenthood in 1966 was on record as saying that abortion is genocide. We want to help build strong families. And so they said to Dr. King, Rosa Parks, and others, we want to award you for the fine work you're doing in your community. And in my uncle's acceptance speech to Planned Parenthood, he commended them for helping to build and strengthen the Negro community. At the same time, Margaret Sanger's journals, which were unearthed later, said, we don't want the word to get out that we want to exterminate these people, but the Negroes are like weeds, and they need to be exterminated. And so her plan and strategy was get their leaders on board, get the pastors and the Negro leaders on board, and they'll get their rebellious members in line. And so by building their organization on a lie that they wanted to help plan families, well, the way they want to plan families was to kill your babies. Dr. King did not know that, because really, I quote my uncle often, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. It's unjust to kill a little baby who's like a slave in the womb of his or her mother. The Negro cannot win if he's willing to sacrifice the lives of his children for immediate personal comfort and safety. Abortion sacrifices the lives of the babies. Those are his words. Dr. King also said life is sacred.
Well, friends, as you can see, she does a marvelous job in talking about the consistency of our pro-life stance. And Janet, that's so important for the black community, for every community to understand that we're saying yes to life under every circumstance, and that it cannot exclude the unborn.
That's right. You know, the other point she makes quite well is the fact that her uncle received an award from, you know, Planned Parenthood. And so many people are confused about that. And I was so glad that Alveda clarified when her uncle got that award and how Planned Parenthood had changed over the years. They originally, when they first started, weren't doing abortions. And her uncle would never have accepted that award had he known the way Planned Parenthood is today.
Well, they're experts at using people, and that was a good example of that. Well, we'll talk more about Alveda and about her message and about her availability to come to speak to your groups, my friends, after we take this quick break. Please stay with us.
There's nothing wrong with your television set. You don't see anything because there's nothing there. Abortion, the most common surgery in America. Why don't we ever see what it looks like? A message from Priests for Life.
Now you can make a difference in the lives of the unborn for as little as $12. Make your donation today and we'll send you a copy of the pro-life masterpiece, Earth's Trash, Heaven's Treasure. Vivid imagery and striking colors come together in a painting that captures the essence of eternal hope for the unborn. You'll help change the hearts and lives of people everywhere. Plus, you'll have a treasured piece of artwork that serves as a daily reminder of the beauty of precious living souls. Make your donation today.
Well, welcome back. We're talking about Dr. Alveda King, who is a pastoral associate of Gospel of Life Ministries and Priests for Life, works closely with Janet and with me. And Alveda is available to come, isn't she, to various communities?
That's right. You know, well, first of all, I've been with her personally speaking at colleges. Many people may not realize that Alveda herself is a post abortive woman. She's had an abortion, and she freely speaks of her testimony and her regret for that abortion. And she talks about the healing that she wants to see all men and women have who have experienced abortion. And she knows particularly because the African-American community has been targeted by Planned Parenthood and the abortion clinics, she knows this is a community that's hurting, that needs that healing. And she very often, she wants to come and bring that healing message. And I've seen it on campuses with her personally where, you know, these students are coming in feeling they're pro-choice, you know, and saying, you know, oh, we should have the right to have an abortion. And they're coming because they want to hear Alveda King, niece of Martin Luther King. Oh, let's see what she's going to have to say.
That's right.
And then suddenly she's giving her, bearing her soul and her heart about her abortion experience and how it negatively impacted her life. I have seen, Father, minds changed in that audience during her presentation. It's incredible how these kids will come in being pro-choice and they go out saying, I wouldn't want to have an abortion because I would not want to feel those feelings that Alveda had to go through. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's very powerful. And then in addition to speaking at colleges, I've been with her at banquets where she's so inspirational. She also sings, which is wonderful. And then finally, she reaches out to the pastors. When she goes into a community, very often they will arrange a clergy breakfast. And again, you might have pastors that are a little, don't want to touch the life issue. They don't see the relevance today. But they'll want to come and have breakfast with the niece of Martin Luther King Jr. She gets them around the table and she shares, you know, her experience with abortion and she gives them the facts, how the black community is being targeted and the statistics. And you have to see how these pastors, their eyes are opened and they're embracing the life message. And they see that life and marriage and how they're intertwined. And I'll tell you, she's doing a marvelous job for us with Gospel Love Ministries.
And this is a key strategy that we've developed with her from the beginning, that the black community will be moved to get more involved in the struggle for the unborn, just as they've been involved in the struggle for their own rights. When they hear it from their own leaders, their own pastors, their own leaders, the people within their own community. Because it's not a question of us getting the black community involved in the pro-life movement, as if the pro-life movement is just a white movement. No, it's about the black community, through the efforts of people like Alveda and the pastors that she can touch, claiming the movement as their own. That's the point. This is civil rights. This is the civil rights issue of today. And so you claim the movement as it's not any more our movement than it is theirs or anybody else's. That's the strategy, that Alveda awakens these leaders and that they then, after she leaves that community, can carry the ball forward and really bring their people into this struggle for justice, which is identical with the goal of the civil rights movement.
Right. And particularly in this month of February, you know, as you know, we celebrate Black History Month. And Alveda herself, as a former professor at a university, uses this interest in black history to say, well, okay, well, let's look at our history. Let's look at the civil rights movement and let's see how the rights of the unborn and protecting them is a parallel issue. And she really helps raise a lot more awareness, especially now during Black History Month, to how the black community should be connected with the abortion issue.
And if you're wrong on abortion, you can't be right on anything else. And what I mean by that is, if in fact it's okay to kill the unborn child, then you've said it's okay to deny human rights. If you can take away the right to life on which all the other rights depend, I mean, how can you have education or national security or economic security if you're not alive? All the other rights depend on the presupposition, the foundation, that you're going to be alive to enjoy them. If you can take away the foundation of all the other rights, then you can take away all the other rights. which is why being pro-choice undermines anything else that you may have to say about poverty, about national security, about peace, about justice. It undermines it. You've got to, consistency means that we have got to welcome every life, without exception, including the smallest.
Well, I know the other thing that Alveda has worked greatly with, I think, even to assist you, Father, is with the different aspects of the African-American community, specifically with the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. Mm-hmm. She's now made such great inroads that abortion really wasn't on their radar screen, but she's had you now at their meetings with key leaders in that community. And suddenly they're seeing the connection, and they're seeing how we have to be talking about abortion more in the Black community and among the leadership. And I'm only encouraged more and more that as we go in more into 2009, that we're going to see more and more of these African-American leaders taking their role in the rights, protecting the rights of the unborn.
Yes, it's just simply a continuation of the dream. As Alveda says in one of her books, how can the dream survive if we murder the children? The dream that Dr. King articulated, he said, I want, you know, the day to come where my children will be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. So let people be judged by their dignity as human beings, not by whether they're born or unborn, whether they're 5 feet tall or 5 inches tall, not whether they're in the womb or out of the womb or how dependent they are, but only by one thing. These are people created in the image and likeness of God. And if we believe in that, we can't destroy them. Well, thanks, Janet. And brothers and sisters, thank you for being part of this movement. If you want to invite Dr. Alveda King to your community, go to our website. You'll see a link there where you can submit a form online inviting her and mentioning the nature of the event, the date, the time, the place. One of our staff will be back in touch with you, and we'll arrange for Dr. Alveda King to come to see you. You will energize the people in your community, Black and white alike, and all members of the community, because she has a message, in fact, that applies to all people. Check out her writings on our website. You'll see a link there also for her testimony, her reflections, her history, and the things that she has done and continues to do for all communities nationwide. And let's thank God for her father, A.D. King, his brother, Martin, and all the civil rights leaders. Now, if you stay with us, you'll find our action segment where you'll learn more things you can do to advance the culture of life. So stay with us.
There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. In the last 12 years, half of the nation's freestanding abortion clinics have closed, and the abortion industry is on the run. Gospel of Life Ministries has played a vital role in the rescue of countless children and is currently in place to save thousands more. But we urgently need your support to make this happen. Not everyone can be on the front line of this battle, but when you support Gospel of Life, you are saving lives. Your life-saving gift of $25, $50, or $100 will help us provide alternatives to women who think they have no choice but abortion. And for those countless women who have lost children to abortion, Gospel of Life Ministries will help them find forgiveness, healing, and peace in the cross of Christ and become outspoken advocates for the lives of their unborn children. The help you provide will also bring the saving word of life to churches through a training program that is raising a mass voice that will see abortion stopped. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Friends, welcome to our action segment. You ever sit watching TV and wish that you could be the one on the other end of the camera telling people exactly what you think and exactly what your responses are to the things that are going on in the world? The good news is you can. And it's just as powerful and influential, if not more so, than the program you're watching me send to you right now. I'm talking, of course, about YouTube, MySpace, and Facebook, the internet social networking sites where you can have your own channel. Janet, let's talk more about this. People literally can send out the messages, the videos that they want, and it's not just a matter of sending these things out, but of establishing networks, groups, communities, opportunities to find and to communicate with people of like mind around any particular topic of interest they want on these various social networking sites.
Well, I know, Father, you know, at Gospel Live, you have already done this. We have, you have your own YouTube channel. And I think what people maybe are confused that think you need, like, these TV cameras that we're coming to them through now in order to do this. But why don't you tell everyone how you do your own YouTube taping?
Well, it's very simple. You get a simple camera, and it doesn't have to be the kind of quality cameras for TV broadcasts. You get a simple camera, sometimes just a cell phone camera, and you make a little video. And then, you know, it results in a little video file that you just send up to YouTube over the internet or to MySpace or to Facebook. And it's so simple that, I mean, grade school children are doing this. You just need a little bit of software, and that's it. And you're communicating with people. And like I say, not only do you post your video, but then people can comment on it back and forth. You get discussions going about what's on that video. But then also you join groups. You can join YouTube groups or start them yourself, Facebook groups, MySpace groups. And people who are looking up a particular topic, pro-life or abortion or whatever your topic of interest is, will find you and you will find them. And then you can communicate either publicly with that person or even privately with that person. You come to see and know people that you would have never encountered before.
Now, when you go up to YouTube, I mean, you're going to what? It's youtube.com. Okay.
So it's a website, essentially, which ends up being both a TV channel and a meeting place.
Okay. So now suppose our viewers say, okay, let's go find Father Frank on YouTube. Tell us exactly how would they do this?
Well, first of all, we have links to all of our accounts and all of our channels right on gospeloflife.com. But then if you go to YouTube directly, you just put Father Frank Pavone, FRFRANKPAVONE, and that brings up our page. We also have a PFLTV page, which is Priests for Life. And we put videos there of our pastoral team, yourself, right. Dr. Alveda King, our other priests and pastoral associates, Dr. Teresa Burke of Rachel's Vineyard and Kevin Burke. So they're all up there giving messages, giving updates, and again, interacting with people that are interested in those topics.
That's right. So now, suppose someone, they go up there and they look at the things we've done and they're inspired. How can they get their own YouTube channel?
YouTube.com, and you can just sign up right there. It has the sign up box. It's not difficult at all, and it's free.
And then, of course, in addition, these videos are rated. If you look, they give them how many stars and how many views. So it's really encouraging to see how many of these programs get these videos.
Let me also point out that there is a GodTube as well, and people will see a link there to our account on GodTube. And there's also a CatholicTube for those that are Catholic and want to interact specifically with Catholics. GodTube, of course, those who are believers, Christians of all denominations, and of course on GodTube and CatholicTube, you've got your theme is going to be more explicitly religious, and people of like mind will get together. Okay. Well, thanks, Janet. Folks, let's use these tools. God has given them to us to spread the gospel and to spread the pro-life message. Thanks for joining us. Promote our program, support our ministry, and we'll see you next week.
You were looking at the face of an unborn child, 25 and a half weeks into pregnancy. This child can be legally killed by abortion in America. As this ad from the Yellow Pages proves, some abortion clinics sell abortions up to 28 weeks. Abortion kills living children whose hearts are beating and whose bodily organs are all in place. Abortion. Haven't we gone too far?
There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today. Father Frank A. Pavone, director of Gospel of Life Ministries, is an internationally known pro-life activist, speaker, and author. He has been the national director of Priests for Life since 1993 and appears regularly in the religious and secular media. He has served at the Vatican's Pontifical Council for the Family. He has been a spiritual guide for Norma McCorvey, the former Jane Roe of the Supreme Court's abortion decision, Roe v. Wade. Father Frank is president of the National Pro-Life Religious Council, an umbrella group of many denominations working to end abortion. Father Frank is also the National Pastoral Director and Board Chairman of Rachel's Vineyard, the world's largest ministry of healing after abortion. Father Frank is a Catholic priest of the Diocese of Amarillo, Texas, and carries out his pro-life mission with the permission of his bishop. For more information on Father Frank and Priests for Life, visit www.priestsforlife.org. Gospel of Life program is made possible by the supporters of Gospel of Life Ministries and Priests for Life. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of stopping abortion and providing post-abortion healing. Specific outreaches mentioned are examples of the programs conducted and supported. Gifts are considered to be without use restriction unless specifically stipulated by the donor.